This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'd like to welcome you to Creative Impact. I'm David Fair, and each week we introduce you to the creative people, jobs, and businesses that help drive the creative industries and make Washtenaw County one of Michigan's most vibrant arts and cultural centers. My partner in Creative Impact is Deb Pollack, and Deb is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, and welcome back, Deb.
As always, David, it's great to be on the air with you, especially today, because we have such a great guest.
And I know that this is a guest that you have told me makes you very happy.
Absolutely. You know, I have to always do some research on our guest, Kathy Gendron, and her work just makes me happy. So welcome to the show, Kathy.
Thank you very much, Deb.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here. And why don't we define exactly what that work is?
Yeah, so Kathy, your artwork, you're an artist illustrator, and it your work is just, it's full of color, nuance, and action, and even the images you use as an artist illustrator, it's all full of life. So, but you describe yourself as somebody who needs to draw. First of all, that sounds like somebody who's terribly self-actualized. I'm impressed by that. Have you always known this about yourself?
Boy, I don't know that, I don't know about the self-actualization part, but I've always been identified myself as an artist from the time I was in middle school on. I think that that's what drives me primarily in my life, and it has always. So,
let me ask you a question. Did you have a particular teacher that impacted that kind of perspective, or was it just something that was kind of organic to your spirit and soul?
Sister Ginevra.
Sister Ginevra, I love it.
That sounds like a movie.
Yeah, it does.
She was tough. Once put her finger through one of my paintings, illustrating to the class that it was trite. So she was a big influence on me.
Now, what grade was that?
I was in high school, so that was probably 9th or 10th grade.
All right. Well, I guess in high school you're ready for trite.
So let's go back a bit. Now, this sounds like a Catholic school.
It was.
Did your art help you in school?
Well, in high school, I was on the art track, which meant this was unique to our school. It meant that I didn't have to take chemistry and physics.
Well, an easy choice, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think that I was always known as the art kid, so I went through middle school and high school doing decorating for proms, and because I went to Catholic school, I did the banners that go above the altar for church holidays.
Well, that sounds like, that's actually awesome, because there's so many schools that don't engage students like yourself in that kind of work and embracing that. So I think you're really fortunate.
Yeah, although it's coming back. We have an education department, an art education department at CCS.
And CCS is?
College for Creative Studies in Detroit. And the schools are hiring art teachers again, where for a long time they were just laying everyone off. So it seems like maybe there's hope for the future.
Encouraging.
And have you told any of your students that they have that their work is trite?
Oh, no. No. We find out more diplomatic ways to sort of guide them to the right track.
Once again, you're listening to 89.1 WEMU. Creative Impact continues. I'm David Fair alongside my partner, Deb Pollack of the Arts Alliance, and we're talking with Kathy Gendron of Ann Arbor. She is an artist, illustrator, and educator, and we're discussing all that that entails. It's fascinating to me because I look at illustration, and to me, that is fine art, but there is a distinction between illustration and fine art, isn't there?
Or at least some people try to make
that.
Right.
Well, actually, there is a distinction, but there are a lot of similarities. I like to say in my introduction to all my classes that illustration falls somewhere between truly commercial or editorial illustration, let me be specific, falls somewhere between commercial art and fine art. It's editorial illustration is illustration for books, newspapers, magazines. So you're illustrating content, and there's a lot of interpreting that happens. And the very best assignments come when the art director just hands you the manuscript and says, see what you can do. To me, that uses a lot of the skill set that I learned with a fine arts degree. So I think it's a happy compromise.
So walk us through the process. You have a children's book, which is called The Nutcracker Comes to America. How does that assignment come to you, and then what do you do when you get it?
Most of my career has been taking advantage of things that were dropped in my lap. When I, late in my career, I decided I wanted to be a children's illustrator. And that was the only deliberate move I've ever made in my career. And I did a lot of things that set me up for that field. But the direct way this job came to me was I sent out a postcard. I sent out a postcard of a bunch of bayou critters playing Zydeco. And somehow an art director at Millbrook Press thought that maybe I'd be right for a book on ballet. So because I had not illustrated any picture books before, they asked me to do a sample illustration, which I was very happy to do. They decided that they liked it, and we were off to the races.
The Nutcracker is something we all know so well. So you're taking something very familiar, but you're interpreting it again. Mm-hmm. So how did you play with that?
Well, I'm a research nerd, so the first thing I did, I know nothing about dance. I got painting. I had a large family. Couldn't afford a lot of the arts, but one only. And so the first thing I did was I watched a lot of Nutcracker performances.
And there are a lot of them.
There are a lot. And I looked into the history of the Nutcracker, and the writer that I was paired with helped me with his research. So I had a lot of work to sort of digest. And then I have kind of a way of working that a lot of us call style. I think it's more like attitude. And I had been working for quite a while trying to find the right attitude for children. But this book was almost all images of adults, so I had to work pretty hard to figure out some kind of a style that would dignify the ballet, but also be approachable to kids.
Interesting.
And is this a process that you go through regardless of assignment, regardless of genre?
It is, although this is so different from what I usually do. I have sort of a snarky sense of humor, and a lot of the editorial projects that I've had over the years, they're very similar in attitude. What happens is I don't get just random assignments from editors. I get assignments that the editors feel my work is right for. So a lot of times it's a little bit repetitive, but this was really a stretch for me.
Was it a lot of fun?
It was a blast. I had just a blast.
Well, it's beautiful. I'll encourage people to both look at it and buy it and give it out to your kids. It's really lovely.
One of the things that parents can get concerned about when their child comes to them and says, I want to go to college, but I want to go into the arts, is what are they going to do with their life after? You've obviously established yourself a good career, but what is the advice you pass along to your students in opening a variety of doors to keep the options available and to provide themselves a living as they move forward?
Well, I think I've been teaching for, believe it or not, 30 years. And I think the constant, the way to success is not talent. It is motivation, drive, determination, and hard work. So the students that go the extra mile, that are truly passionate about what they're doing, I look at their future and think, wow, they've sort of got it. They're going to make it. But there are an awful lot of artists that fall between the cracks and wind up doing other things for a living and doing some art. I will admit that it's not an easy field to earn a living with.
But still skills that translate otherwise, too, into their careers.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Kathy, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today. I think it's interesting, and congratulations on a lifetime of doing exactly what you want to do. Thank you.
I'm very lucky.
Thank you so much for the time. That is Kathy Gendron of Kathy Gendron Illustrations, and you can go to our website at WEMU.org, and you'll see a variety of her work and all the links necessary to find out more about what Kathy does. She's been our guest for this week's edition of Creative Impact. It is a product of WEMU's partnership with the Arts Alliance and my co-host, Deb Poliquin. Until next week, stay happy, Deb.
Thank you. Happy is good.
Always, always. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.